Task 3. You will hear a consultant talking to a patient who is awaiting a major operation. For questions 11 to 13, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to finalise your answers.
Good morning, Olivia.
Good morning, Mr. Rogers.
I just wanted to see you to discuss your operation. It's still scheduled for this coming Friday.
That's good.
Just remind me how you ended up here. I think you said you fell over at home and banged your head on a worktop?
Yes, but that wasn't the first thing. That came on at work one day when I was sat at my computer. I just walked up 2 flights of stairs because the lift wasn't working, and I was about to do some research for a new advertising campaign. Anyway, I suddenly noticed that I couldn't feel my index finger on the keyboard. I thought no more of it, but the next day the numbness had spread right up my arm. Then a few days later, my legs were affected too. That's when I went to my doctor and she referred me to you.
That's it, I remember now. And how are the symptoms now compared with when I saw you last?
Much worse, to be honest. I keep getting horrible shooting pains up and down my spine, and I'm sick with worry about the operation. But one of the other doctors prescribed me some strong painkillers, so at least I'm sleeping better, although they do make me a bit constipated.
Well, to be honest, I think that's the least of your worries. How are you feeling about the operation? I know my registrar saw you and explained the risks, paralysis, mobility problems and so on.
I'm okay. It's not like this is the first time I've been operated on. I know it's a major op and there's a chance I won't wake up, but anything's better than carrying on like this. I feel like I'm only living half a life at the moment.
Now listen again.
Good morning, Olivia.
Good morning, Mr. Rogers.
I just wanted to see you to discuss your operation. It's still scheduled for this coming Friday.
That's good.
Just remind me how you ended up here. I think you said you fell over at home and banged your head on a worktop?
Yes, but that wasn't the first thing. That came on at work one day when I was sat at my computer. I just walked up 2 flights of stairs because the lift wasn't working, and I was about to do some research for a new advertising campaign. Anyway, I suddenly noticed that I couldn't feel my index finger on the keyboard. I thought no more of it, but the next day the numbness had spread right up my arm. Then a few days later, my legs were affected too. That's when I went to my doctor and she referred me to you.
That's it, I remember now. And how are the symptoms now compared with when I saw you last?
Much worse, to be honest. I keep getting horrible shooting pains up and down my spine, and I'm sick with worry about the operation. But one of the other doctors prescribed me some strong painkillers, so at least I'm sleeping better, although they do make me a bit constipated.
Well, to be honest, I think that's the least of your worries. How are you feeling about the operation? I know my registrar saw you and explained the risks, paralysis, mobility problems and so on.
I'm okay. It's not like this is the first time I've been operated on. I know it's a major op and there's a chance I won't wake up, but anything's better than carrying on like this. I feel like I'm only living half a life at the moment.
That is the end of task 3.